Hi, this is a dictation for patient Michelle May, Michelle May. Date of birth is 2/21/1971. Date of service is 10/25/2023. This patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. She missed last month visit. Last she has been seen was 8/3/2023. She reports that she has multiple family emergencies and also her car broke down and she could not come to visit us. She is a victim of interstitial cystitis, HSV, sickle cell trait, lupus, and post TKR, bilateral generalized arthritis. She has a cervical cancer in situ and sarcoidosis possibly. She is on Imuron and she sees Dr. Foster as the primary care physician. The reason of her visit is the pain which she is suffering in the neck, mid back, and lower back. Neck pain is reported to be 9, mid back pain is 0, lower back pain is 9. She does have a radiation to the lower, to both the lower extremities, including buttocks and posterior part of the thigh and the legs, involving both the feet and ankle and toes. And she has numbness and tingling of the bottom of the foot also. She does not suffer from diabetes, but these symptoms are continuing. And these numbness and tingling is continuous. It appears to be radiating from the lower back pain. She also reports pain in the left shoulder, which is around 8, and she cannot go more than 120 degrees. The Hawken-Kennedy test was found positive on previous visits, and she is unable to carry the arm in the back, near test and anterior posterior apprehension test are positive. In her case, the pain level is 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. She has had 10 visits to the physical therapist, and 70% relief is reported by the patient so far. Please review the chart for the general review for the ADLs, additional history, substance abuse, and compliance histories. In the physical examination, please mention the blood pressure is 122/97, pulse is 80, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam is still the same from previous visit, which is on 8/3/2023. Dictation number is 0804-052. Diagnosis is the same. Plan is to continue asking the patient to see Dr. Foster for management of her issues like blood pressure, as well as all the other specialists that she is seeing, which is Dr. Hardy Dura, D-O-U-R-R-A, and Manuel, M-A-N-U-E-L-A, Camargo, for rest of the care for sarcoidosis, lupus, peripheral neuropathies, and interstitial cystitis that we are not working on. The cause of her pain in the neck and the lower back is being evaluated. It is found that the previous MRI is positive for bulging disc at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, along with generalized facet arthropathy throughout and bilateral neural foramen narrowing. This may require cervical epidural injection and some facet joint injection. In the lumbar spine, it is found that there is a herniated disc at L5-S1 with a disc bulging and disc desiccation, disc space narrowing, ligament and phloem thickening is present. In the thoracic spine, there is a bulging disc at T10, T11, T11, and T12. Otherwise, it was unremarkable. The patient is advised to continue her physical therapy, continue all the medications. As far as we are concerned, we have advised her to continue chiropractic care, continue a lumbar pillow, rollator walker, podiatrist care, and continue the medications that are naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Alavil 50 milligram at night for sleep, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Lidocaine patch 5% daily for the feet. Lyrica is provided 50 mg every 8 hours for pain relief. And Tylenol with codeine number 3 is provided for pain relief for 15 days. The patient will be evaluated in 15 days and she'll be requested to undergo a procedure, LESI, to bring some relief in the pain. She is referred back to her primary care physician for the balance of the care. Thank you. A blood test has been requested from Dr. Foster. Thank you.